Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Milk Street, Tuesday Nights by Christopher Kimball is a weeknight cooking playbook built for people who want big flavor without long prep, fussy techniques, or hard-to-find equipment. Created from the Milk Street approach to global home cooking, the book focuses on practical recipes that feel fresh and modern, often inspired by dishes and methods from around the world. Its promise is speed with substance, suppers designed to fit real schedules while still tasting like something you would order out. Readers can expect smart shortcuts, strong seasoning, and efficient workflows that reduce time at the stove. The emphasis is not on elaborate projects, but on repeatable meals that become staples, with ideas that can reboot familiar proteins, vegetables, noodles, rice, and pantry ingredients. For anyone stuck in a cycle of bland, repetitive dinners, Tuesday Nights aims to restore excitement to the middle of the week while keeping the process approachable and reliable. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, weeknight strategy, fast meals built on smart structure. A central theme of Tuesday Nights is that speed comes from structure, not from rushing. The book is designed around the reality of weeknights, when time, energy, and attention are limited. Instead of asking readers to tackle long marinating windows or multi-hour braises, it emphasizes short ingredient lists, streamlined steps, and efficient sequencing. This often means leaning on high-impact pantry items such as sauces, spices, aromatics, and staples that can transform basic ingredients quickly. The approach also reframes what counts as a complete dinner, encouraging flexible combinations like grain bowls, noodles with vegetables and protein, and skillet meals that reduce cleanup. The Milk Street sensibility shows up in techniques that deliver speed and depth at the same time, such as using high heat to build browning, balancing rich elements with acids, or finishing dishes with fresh herbs and condiments. The overall lesson is repeatability. Once you understand the patterns, you can adapt them to what is in your fridge. That makes the book valuable not only for its recipes, but for the weeknight system it models. Secondly, bold flavor, global inspiration, making simple ingredients taste new. Another major focus is flavor that travels. Tuesday Nights draws inspiration from a wide range of global cooking traditions, showing how a familiar ingredient can take on a completely different character with a change in seasoning, sauce, or finishing element. Rather than presenting weeknight food as bland or purely utilitarian, the book treats intensity as a priority. That intensity often comes from contrasts, salty against bright, spicy against creamy, roasted against fresh. The result is a set of meals that feel restaurant-minded while staying accessible to home cooks. Readers see how staples like chicken, beef, fish, beans, and vegetables can be lifted by spice blends, quick pickles, yogurt-based sauces, chili pastes, citrus, and herbs. Importantly, the book tends to aim for achievable versions of global flavors, favoring substitutions and supermarket-friendly ingredients where possible. The practical takeaway is confidence. Once a cook becomes comfortable using assertive seasonings and balancing tastes, the same technique can be applied beyond the specific recipes. It turns the weeknight pantry into a toolkit for variety instead of a limitation. Thirdly, efficient techniques, maximum result with minimal fuss, Tuesday Nights highlights techniques that are chosen because they pay off quickly. Instead of elaborate culinary showpieces, it leans into methods that reliably produce strong texture and flavor on a schedule. Think of high-heat cooking that promotes browning, simple stovetop reductions that concentrate taste, and oven or broiler steps that do a lot of work with little supervision. The Milk Street style also favors techniques that improve outcomes without adding complexity, such as salting thoughtfully, using acids to brighten heavy flavors, or building a sauce in the same pan used to cook the main protein. These choices reduce both time and dishwashing, which matters on a weekday. The book also demonstrates how small procedural decisions affect the finished dish, when to add aromatics to avoid scorching, how to stagger ingredients so vegetables keep their bite, and how to use finishing touches like herb oils or crunchy toppings to create contrast. For readers, the benefit is skill transfer. Even without memorizing recipes, they can apply these efficient techniques to their own improvisations, leading to better meals with fewer steps. Fourthly, pantry and shopping mindset, keeping ingredients that create options. A practical thread running through Tuesday Nights is the idea that weeknight success begins before you cook. The book implicitly encourages a pantry and shopping mindset that supports fast decisions and flexible meals. By keeping certain staples on hand, cooks can avoid last-minute store trips and still create dinners that feel distinctive. These staples are often flavor multipliers, spices, condiments, canned and jarred items, grains, noodles, and proteins that can be cooked quickly. The focus is not on building an exotic pantry for its own sake, but on choosing ingredients that earn their shelf space by working in many contexts. The recipes demonstrate how a single sauce or seasoning can appear in different forms, and how leftovers and partial packages can be repurposed rather than wasted. This approach helps readers plan realistically, whether they shop once a week or in smaller trips. It also supports adaptability. If a vegetable is out of season or a protein is on sale, the underlying flavor strategy can still work. Over time, readers develop a pantry that makes Tuesday night cooking less about scrambling and more about choosing. Lastly, making weeknight cooking. Sustainable, confidence, variety, and habit beyond individual meals, Tuesday nights aims to make weeknight cooking sustainable. Many people stop cooking at home not because they dislike it, but because it becomes repetitive, stressful, or unrewarding. The book counters that by pairing speed with satisfaction, so the effort feels worth it. Variety plays a big role. Global influences, strong sauces, and different textures keep dinners from blurring together. The recipes are positioned as doable even when motivation is low, which helps readers build the habit of cooking rather than defaulting to takeout. At the same time, the book supports confidence. When recipes are designed to work reliably with clear steps and familiar tools, cooks can trust the process and gradually get faster. That confidence encourages experimentation, such as swapping proteins, adjusting heat levels, or adding vegetables based on what is available. The broader payoff is a healthier relationship with dinner, more control over ingredients, better budgeting, and the pride that comes from a meal that tastes genuinely exciting. For households and individuals alike, the book promotes a realistic path to cooking more often without making cooking a burden. In conclusion, Tuesday nights is best for home cooks who want weeknight dinners that are quick but not boring, busy professionals, parents juggling schedules, students leveling up from basics, and anyone trying to cut back on takeout without settling for bland food. It can benefit a reader's life by making dinner feel manageable and rewarding at the same time. The practical recipes and efficient methods reduce decision fatigue, while the bold flavor ideas bring back the sense of excitement that often disappears midweek. Over time, the book helps readers build a repeatable routine, stock a few high-impact staples, use smart techniques, and finish dishes with elements that add contrast and brightness. Compared with many weeknight cookbooks that rely on the same limited set of flavors, Tuesday Night stands out for its global perspective and its emphasis on intensity and balance. It is not just a collection of quick recipes, but a framework for cooking with confidence under time pressure. If you want meals that taste modern, varied, and satisfying without complicated prep or specialized gear, this book offers strong value and is worth buying for both inspiration and long-term usefulness. If you would like to support Christopher Kimball, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.